Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Weekend. Have a good time, whatever you plan on doing this weekend. Be careful. Don't do drugs, kids. Yeah. Drink. You can drink, though. As long as you're 21. We'll wait.
But don't add extra vodka to the already embellished Moscow Mule in a can.
Is that what we learned?
That's what Todd learned, apparently, yeah, 2 nights ago.
I'm blaming Puss because he gave me some bad information.
Well, it's easy to blame Puss.
Yeah, he said.
He said it was just mixed.
What I was told.
He did give you some bad information.
That one can was mixed.
I didn't make that up.
And one can was vodka. So I opened up one can. I tasted it. It's a little fizzy. It's obviously not the vodka. I pour it into a copper cup. And then I embellish it with a little more vodka because I didn't think there was any vodka in it.
Was it a shot and a half more?
Probably.
Yeah. So
I had a double-double. I had a quadruple. I had a couple of them, as a matter of fact.
That's 8 shots.
Right. And then apparently it was difficult to get me off the couch to come up to bed.
Now then,
was that yesterday? Not last night, but the night before.
Yeah, it would have been Wednesday night.
Some people would notice a difference in alcohol concentration.
Yes, they would.
I wouldn't. I'm with Todd. I wouldn't notice it.
People would notice the difference between 2 and 4 shots of alcohol in their drink.
I don't. I've done that with my wife. I've handed her like a margarita, and I go, "Can you taste any tequila in this?" And she'll go, "Oh," I go, and I don't taste it. I said, "I need more."
The problem is with the alcohol, I'm guessing.
Me and Todd is the problem. And millions of others.
I'm not arguing that.
I know.
So if it gives her the shivers, it's right in your sweet spot.
No, actually, I don't taste it. I always have to
not
add.
Not yet.
Yeah. Yeah. She'll go, "Oh." I'm thinking, "Oh, that means I need more." Because I couldn't taste it. I totally would have done what Todd did.
Tasteless alcohol.
Add more vodka to some Moscow Mule. You thought was
I am accustomed to a stiff drink.
Yes, you are. Because you're a man. You come home from work, you want a good stiff drink to forget the day. Mad men. That's what men do.
Well, I've been home for...
Your wife bring your slippers out for you?
Quite a while before.
Smoking jacket?
Start drinking.
Well, we have different hours.
Change out of that suit you wore to work.
2 martini lunch. You imagine doing that every day? Holy hell.
Yes.
Except going back to work?
No.
Okay, because a madman, they went back to work.
Yeah, but how productive were they? You know, they were there.
They were hardcore, man.
When they ran out of ice, they called the secretary to get more. Sweetheart, give me another
sweetheart, too.
Another bowl of ice in here.
Yeah. I got to wait for lunch to get drunk.
I don't think they did.
No.
I don't think they did. If that show was an accurate representation.
I think it was.
The documentary.
I think it was.
I think it was, too.
For that type of office.
That
Manhattan,
time period,
Manhattan, you know, ad agency. Yeah, they were stars.
We are celebrating Turkey Lovers Month.
I like me some turkey.
And I don't know why.
That should be November.
Yeah, it should be. Give the turkey a break. They already sweat out 11 months anyway.
Hey, I was giving the turkey a break last night.
Oh, there you go.
You're welcome. Billionaire space race is on. Bezos announced Monday that he and his brother are going to be joining the paying customers when the first crewed flight of the Amazon founder's Blue Origin travels to the edge of space July 20th. Then on Tuesday, a source told the blog Parabolic Arc that Virgin Galactic founder Sir Richard Branson is looking at a test flight to the edge of space on the 4th of July weekend.
Now, they always call these things space races. They should race them. Put them 100 yards apart, fire off at the same time, see who gets there first. That'd be cool. Might be dangerous.
They could look at the times on that.
No. I mean, you race beside that guy. That way you know you got
to
beat him.
I think they all should have to launch off of their super yachts.
Yep.
They should all have a rocket pad on all of their super yachts. Because that's a cool thing to have now. If you're a billionaire, you got to have the super yacht.
Yep.
Not just a yacht.
Nope.
A super yacht.
A couple of passengers on a Caribbean cruise tested positive for the COVID in the end of cruise testing. This is what the cruise expert, here we get some audio here. Yeah. Here's what the cruise expert said about them.
Thankfully, you know, the people had their shots. They were asymptomatic. They weren't, they're not in any, you know, discomfort. And thankfully, they're not going to a hospital. They're not on a ventilator, which really shows the importance of the vaccine.
But still, they tested positive. They were in the same room.
Well, that happened to Bill Maher. About a month ago, he missed a week. And when he came back, if you see because he was vaccinated, he goes, yeah, you know, thanks for the well wishes, but they just told me I had it. I just couldn't come to work, but I was fine. I felt the same way every day as I did before I was tested positive because he was vaccinated.
Right.
But he felt bad for the well wishers. He goes, you know, I know you guys are all sending me all this information, but I was fine. I was just sitting at home.
He's just hanging out.
Now, if we're never tested, I'm not bringing up with Doc next time, which we're not really going to get tested anymore unless we have to go in some place where they make you get tested.
Right.
We don't know because we're vaccinated.
I would have never known I was positive.
That's
back
a good point.
In the day.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And you weren't vaccinated.
And when I wasn't vaccinated, I would have never known that I was positive.
But now that we're vaccinated, all of us could have had it and gone again. But
so
we're
you
vaccinated.
Felt nothing, Craig?
Absolutely nothing.
Felt totally
he was
normal.
Dead inside, pretty much.
That too.
Yeah. Well, that's totally
both,
normal.
That's both normal.
Yes.
That contributes.
Dead inside, totally normal, same thing.
Yes.
Do you feel numb to the world around you?
Yes.
Totally
you know,
normal.
I try.
That's a symptom.
I am still
effort to.
I am still amazed that none of us tested positive back in October after you tested positive.
Because we
were in the same room.
Same room. Everyone that I knew did not test
you must
positive.
You're not a spitter, though. You know, you know, you just don't spit on
people.
Well,
no, he's got the willpower,
too. It's always been appreciated.
Yeah. He willed that COVID to stay within him and not transmit.
He is the man.
Yeah, COVID was nothing after kicking cancer's ass twice.
But get the vaccine. That way, if you do catch COVID still, which you can, you don't die. In fact, you might not feel anything. It's the non-vaccinated that might still die.
Especially if you're going on a cruise.
Well, this
if
is
you're thinking about going on a cruise and not getting vaccinated, you're crazy.
Can you even get
they
on?
They should require them.
Well, that's just where Texas
no, it
and
depends
Florida
on
are fighting.
Florida.
And Texas yeah. are both
Florida
fighting.
Florida is fighting that, and so is Texas. You're right.
Yeah, Carnival and Norwegian are fighting them. The airline, those things should say, no, here's the rules.
I thought they were for the free market.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Well, they are, but, you know, in this instance.
That's different, right?
Old Abbott's going to build his own wall. I saw this morning.
Yeah, they're going to do
no
that.
No details. Oh, no, no details.
In Texas, no yeah, details, they've decided yeah. they're going to build their own damn wall. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
cute.
Yeah, you know, if you were really looking forward to a wall, you have to be so let down.
Well, first of all, you got to be stupid. Yeah. It wasn't going to happen to begin with.
Well, let's say you are stupid. Yeah.
Well, there's
really,
a lot of them,
and you're really looking forward to that wall right. being built, yeah. and you planned a trip to go down there and see it.
Yeah,
you've been let down time and again.
Yep.
Mexico is going to pay for it. No, no.
Well, here's the deal. Mr. Abbott.
Aww.
See, now Texas would have to pay for it. And even Republicans in Texas are going to go, no, we're not going to pay for that.
Mexico ain't going to pay for it. I ain't paying for it.
There might be some nice houses, like on the Rio Grande, and they don't want their view ruined. Just like they don't want
They're not building it. They're not building it.
They're just saying that.
Yeah, no, Abbott said it yesterday because he's
no,
a Trump,
he did.
He's a Trump
yeah,
sucker.
Sure, but he's just saying that.
Somebody had to do it.
Of course he's saying it. I read the article this morning.
I'm glad you did.
No details as of yet. Nick's in the house tonight, live east of Omaha. Yes. Comedy show. What time does it start?
Griswold, Iowa, 8 p.m.
Griswold, Iowa.
Kicking off the tour.
Just a short drive outside of Omaha.
Yeah.
I have no idea how far that is.
Can't miss it.
I think I've been there.
About 45 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a bad drive at all.
It's not that long.
Doesn't feel that long, as Colleen would say.
Yeah. You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Freshman Virginia Tech football player facing a second-degree murder charge.
This is catfished, by the way.
For allegedly beating a man to death for catfishing him on the Tinder.
So the guy kept saying, I'm some hot co-ed, I want to bang you, and then he shows up and finds out it's a 40-year-old man. And
just like
him.
You said?
I did.
Right? Yes, that's exactly it. He found out it was 40-year-old Jerry Smith.
Yep. Yeah, man, you're mad at that guy, but don't kill them. Then your whole life's ruined.
They matched on the dating app on Tinder back in April, but I'm not exactly sure how to say this guy's name. EC Etude? I'm not sure.
I heard a couple of times. It's spelled that way.
It's spelled Manti Teo.
Yeah, I have no idea how to say this guy's name. But he thought that Jerry Smith was a woman, of course, and Smith's profile claimed that he was a woman named Angie.
They probably had a little dirty talk together.
Yeah,
he shows up, took care of himself, and then he found out it was a dude. So I gotta kill you.
Now he's gay.
Right.
Yep. He caught the gay, so he's got to kill him.
That's a sad story all around. I can understand being a young man being pissed off, but you say, dude, what'd you do, man?
Doesn't justify murder.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
No,
in any situation, if you're pissed off, you can't just beat somebody to death.
No. He's going to jail the rest of his life probably for this, but. Don't catfish people either.
Right.
I mean, because they do get pissed.
Don't jack with people like that.
No, your emotions are involved there.
The hell's wrong with you if you're doing something like that?
Well, many things.
Yeah, many things.
I don't think it's just one.
No.
It could have just been, you got me, touche, see you later.
Right.
Good one, catfishing guy.
How about while we're here and just roll the guy over?
Yeah, or it might have been one of those.
I'll show you how to catfish anymore.
I had a feeling you were a dude. It could have been one of those.
No. I think the guy was expecting a woman. He's a college football player. Not that he wouldn't be gay, but he's just a guy looking for women. Some girl wants him. He buys into it.
Yeah. People think their manhood has been taken away if they get fooled like this.
Right. And he probably started beating him up and just went too far. Still murder.
It is.
But sometimes the dude can punch a guy once.
And kill
and
them.
That's it.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Yep.
It happened to Nick Cage that one time.
That's right.
But he ended up getting out and getting on an airplane.
Yeah. I don't think I would be in danger of doing that to somebody.
I would say, oh, touche. When I was younger, I might swing, but I ain't swinging now.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
No. First of all, I just figured it was a dude. There's no way this hot chick sleazing me on the internet.
Yeah.
It's got to be a 40-year-old dude. I better go check.
To see if he's hot.
Looks like a bulge. I better feel it to make sure it really is.
Speaking of that, Tubin is back on TV.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't I don't mind him having a second chance. I want to play the clip again, Craig.
Yeah, I don't think he should have had a lifetime ban.
No, I'm surprised he went back to the same place, though, that he'd been.
Well, that's where
they never fired him, apparently.
He
was just on leave.
Yeah, the New Yorker fired him from writing, which is funny. But that's where he did the Zoom meeting.
It was people from the New Yorker.
Oh, I thought it was CNN that he was on.
The staff of the New Yorker that had to see that.
But I want to play the clip again because
God forbid you tune away.
I want the clip where Allison Camerota says something.
I've got that. I just didn't have time to get it in the system for you.
Yeah, but I want just the clip where she says something about you were masturbating.
Yes.
Or something. Yeah.
Yeah, it's 2 seconds.
Is that what she says?
She says, you were caught masturbating.
Perfect. That's the clip I want.
Yeah, I've got it.
But have you heard the audio yet, Nick?
No.
Okay, this is early on the
show. I haven't seen the video either.
It's video also.
Oh, I thought I was talking about the initial
video?
Incident.
He's on CNN sitting next to Allison Camerota, who's the host. She's a blonde. She's a good-looking lady herself. Toobin was caught. Well, you'll hear the whole story here.
Let's bring in CNN chief legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin to talk about this and more. Hi, Jeffrey.
Hello, Allison.
It's been a while.
It has been a while, indeed.
I feel like we should address what's happened in the months since we've seen you, since some of our viewers may not know what has happened. So
she has a big smile on her face.
She does.
Yep, she does.
Help yourself.
Okay. In October, you were on a Zoom call with your colleagues from the New Yorker magazine. Everyone took a break for several minutes, during which time you were caught masturbating on camera. You were subsequently fired from that job after 27 years of working there. And you since then have been on leave from CNN. Do I have all that right?
You got it all right, sad to say.
Okay, so let's start there.
Okay.
To quote Jay Leno, what the hell were you thinking?
Well, obviously, I wasn't thinking very well or very much, and it was something that was inexplicable to me. I think one point, I wouldn't exactly say in my defense, because nothing is really in my defense. I didn't think I was on the call. I didn't think other people could see me.
You thought that you had turned off your camera?
Correct. I thought that I had turned off the Zoom call. Now, that's not a defense. This was deeply moronic and indefensible. But, I mean, that is part of the story. I have spent this 7 subsequent months, miserable months in my life, I can certainly confess, trying to be a better person. I mean, in therapy, trying to do some public service, working in a food bank,
which I'm
going to continue to do.
The food bank?
Working on a book about the Oklahoma City bombing. But I am trying to become the kind of person that people...
So Todd was running out of saliva over there trying to... He would get the masturbation going with his cheek, that sound effect he makes. It's a great visual. And then he was running out of saliva.
Well, you can't laugh and do that sound effect either.
I don't want to repeat what we already said an hour ago. Quickly, we made the point where he's writing a book about the Oklahoma City bombing because he probably figured, what is the least hot subject I can write about now because, I'm really excited. And obviously, that's a sad story.
Yeah.
I don't mind that he got the gig back. I also don't think that needed to be done.
No.
I didn't get the salacious. I don't get it. I'm glad we have the audio.
No,
it's great for us.
Happy to have an opportunity to emasculate him.
Yeah, I just think
that's what it sounded like.
Jeffrey Toobin's back. There was an incident. We all know what happened.
He got caught spanking it on Zoom, and
spanking
now he's back.
Yeah, that's it. Real quickly. Yeah. She says you were caught spanking it. She uses the word spanking it instead of masturbation would have been the best.
Well, and he's. Yeah, I didn't realize they were on a break. I thought it was during that call. He's like, hey, I thought I could rub one out during the break.
Right.
I forgot to turn the camera off, and now I'm back 7 months later.
Yeah, right.
And you're very attractive, Allison, so I'm exercising admirable restraint today.
He's going to masturbate about her later,
yeah. Did she ask him how long it took for him to masturbate again after he got caught in this incident?
Yeah, what'd your wife think? The whole conversation I thought was unnecessary.
That would have been a good question. How long before you were able to get back to masturbation? As usual.
Well, it sounds like,
Because you might be a little gun-shy after that.
Right. You think everybody's watching.
Right. You get a big roll of masking tape, duct tape,
putting it over the camera. I just did nothing,
Right. Allison had to use magazines for a couple of weeks.
Oh, you're right. I had to hold up a hustler.
Everyone was watching me.
He probably did go back to magazines because he's 61. He tugged at some magazines in his life.
You know the last time I've masturbated to static images? Jesus, I was a kid.
Well, I remember when When I first started masturbating, that's the fear, is that like all your dead relatives are watching you from heaven and stuff. And
really?
I just remember thinking that.
Who put that fear in you?
Yeah. I don't know.
Obviously not your dad.
We'd gone to church and stuff. It just seemed like something that was... I always thought I was going to get caught.
Suck it, Jesus.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
God, why would I even say that?
I don't know.
Why did I say that, Tyler?
How about were you more afraid of like parents walking in or your sister? You know, I had three sisters living in the house.
No, I probably should have been more
actually,
worried about
two
that.
At that time, yeah.
Yeah, but two, but I don't know if he'd ever feel comfortable getting it. You know, his wife just wants to bust him.
Well, his wife is totally wanting to bust him because she's still pissed.
Really? Again, Jeffrey?
Yeah. Because every day, there's 7 months. That 7 months of hell is right for that dude. His personal life must have been, you know, I'm surprised he made it through. His wife had to walk in there every day. Why isn't she at work today? Oh, that's right. You masturbated for your coworkers.
She forces him to do it in front of her.
Yeah.
Hey, let's see it.
I didn't understand the volunteering. What's that mean? You could be a better person and still masturbate. Look around.
Sure.
Yeah, and when you've been...
That's not a fair comparison.
Yeah.
Okay, don't look around here.
Everybody masturbates. Thank you.
Even Allison Camerota does. Yeah.
Give me a minute.
Yeah.
You just broke the room.
Unless they've had it drilled into their head that their dead relatives are watching them masturbate from heaven. What the hell?
I don't know what popped in that.
Let's dig into that a little deeper.
Is that rolling through your Rolodex? Who's watching me now? Hey.
God, I'm glad that never occurred to
my
me.
My dead uncle's checking me out now. All right.
Well, I get babies. As a kid, you always hear that all your family's like watching down over you. And
I don't think I was ever really masturbation shamed because I didn't go to church for that matter. So that helped. And nobody ever yelled, don't ever masturbate.
You don't think it was. I think it was more being told that everybody's watching over you all the time.
Yeah.
If they're doing that, they're probably watching now, too.
That's your church crap. That's why.
Yeah.
Everybody up in heaven looking down at you masturbating in your room. No, they're not. You know.
Yeah, the volunteering thing, if you've been on leave from your job because you're, like, masturbating in front of everybody, do they really want you showing up at the food bank?
Yeah. Especially with those hands.
Yeah, Tubin's here.
Wash your hands, Jeffrey.
In fact, put on gloves. Right. Just put on some gloves.
Watching Todd run out of saliva is always great, by the way. I didn't know you were doing it at first. I'm looking over at Craig, and I hear that sound effect. I think, what's going on there?
Oh.
By the way, Tubin's hands are above the desk the whole interview.
And in every instance of Todd running out of saliva, it's detrimental to his performance.
Yes, it is.
No matter what he's doing.
Yeah.
I remember they did wait until they were done with the Zoom to bring him back.
They did.
He was not on Zoom.
Nope. Oh, that's true.
Again, after he got busted.
Yeah, that's true. There's no way in hell they could have had him.
Only in studio.
From here on out. Yeah. You'll never be at home on your computer.
No conference calls.
You know, like a cop approaching a car. He had both hands on the steering wheel. Visible at all times.
Yep.
Keep your hands where you can see where we can see him, Jeff.
I'm glad he's back, though.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader, too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.